Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills they need to get their first software development jobs building Windows and web apps at the world's best companies as quickly as possible. So in this lesson, we're going to focus on iteration statements. We're going to focus on a single iteration statement called a for next loop. So sometimes you're going to need to loop through, or rather iterate through, a sequence of items and perform maybe a series of checks to find a match. Or maybe to, like we'll do in the next video or the one after that, read through an entire file and retrieve the contents of the file line by line into memory so that we can display it on screen. Or there's a number of different things that we could possibly do with an iteration statement. We're going to use this actually a lot more than you might anticipate. So while it might not seem all that useful at first, believe you me, you're going to need this in your box of tricks. So let's start off with a new project. I'm going to create a new project from the start page, and we're going to call this for iterations. And I want you to follow along as we write the following code. It's really simple. All right, so as you take a look at this code, what do you think it does? Well, here we're instructing Visual Basic to execute the block of code between the for and the next. Now, it just so happens that we only have one line of code in this code block, and its only responsibility is to write out to the console window the current value of the index. So each time we complete an iteration, each time we execute the code in the code block, we want to increment the index by one, and we'll do it over and over again until we've incremented it 10 times, and then we'll exit out of our for next loop because we have reached the end, and then we'll fire off our console.readline. So let's go ahead and run the application, and you can see how it works. We just print out simply the index value from 1 to 10. Great. Let's do something slightly more interesting. This time we're going to add an if statement. So if index equals 7, then console.writeLine found 7, and then we'll call exit 4. All right, so now what do you suppose this does? Well, we're going to continue to loop through the code block in the for next statement. Each time we loop through, we're going to check the value of index. When we find a successful match, when index does equal 7, then we're going to write out a message, hey, we found 7, and then we're going to reach this exit 4. And when we reach this, it will drop us completely out of this for next statement. So we will skip writing to screen index number 7. We won't loop through 8, 9, and 10. Instead, we'll be paused then at the read line. So let's go ahead and run the application. And as you can see, it worked exactly how I anticipated to, just by reading the code. Great. So now what I want to do is to kind of show you that flow of the code. I want to set a breakpoint, and I'm going to step through the code, and it will actually help us to understand a little bit more about debugging in our applications with a more interesting case than what we've used up to this point. So I put a breakpoint on line number 6 where we're checking to see if index equals 7. And so now I will start debugging. So the very first time that we reach this line of code and we perform the check, we'll take a look at the value of index. And you can see that currently it's set to 1 as we would anticipate. So what I want to do is actually put my mouse cursor on this little window that popped up, and I'm going to use this little pin to the right of the current value of the index and pin it down. And so now we see off to the right-hand side the current value of index, which is 1. Also, I'm going to make sure to have my locals window open. And you can see that I can see the current value of index listed in the locals window as well. And it will actually list out the value of all variables that are currently in the scope of the code blocks that are currently executing. All right, so if we were to step through the lines of code, you can see that we did the check for index equals 7. It was false, therefore we jump down to the end if, and we continue on and write to the console window the current index, which we would anticipate to be 1. and we can see that it indeed printed one to the window. And so now we go hit to the next, and it jumped back up to make the check again for index equals 7. Now, notice this, that index is set to 2, and it's in red text. Whenever we see it in red, that means the previous line of code changed the value of that variable just in that previous line. So in the previous line of code, index was set to 2. You can also see it represented here where the value is set to 2 and it's in red. That means its value just changed and it's calling our attention to that. Again, another helpful debugging tool. Now I'm going to select the continue button and I'm going to hit it actually several times and just keep an eye on and watch for index equals 7. This will allow me to continue working through this example without having to step through each line of code. I just have to hit continue. It changed to 3, continue, it changed to 4, continue, it changed to 5, continue, it changed to 6, continue, it changed to 7. And at this point, I'm interested again. I want to get back into executing this line by line to watch the execution path. So this time, index is equal to 7, so we would anticipate it to go into the if end if statement. It'll print found 7 to screen, and now watch what happens. We're about to execute the exit 4, and notice that it jumped from exit 4 directly to the console.read line. At this point, I'll go ahead and hit the continue button. It brings up our console window, and I can just hit enter on my keyboard to end the application. So I thought that was an interesting exercise for you to see the practicality of debugging whenever you're working inside of maybe a little bit of a larger code example. And there are other ways to avoid stepping through line by line 1,000 times until you find the exact situation that you want to then investigate further. Great. All right, now the four next statement's not all that difficult to remember. However, when you're getting started, everything's a little bit difficult to remember. So I want to introduce this notion of code snippets. It's yet another way that Visual Studio helps you write code in a consistent manner, helps you remember the syntax, and so on. So instead of having to memorize the exact syntax for the for next or just about any code structure that we cover in this series, and without having to type it all out by hand, I can use code snippets in Visual Studio. In fact, we're going to use code snippets often throughout this series in order to save code to keystrokes and write code more accurately. So what I'll do is I'm going to type the word for on my keyboard, and when I do, notice that it pops up IntelliSense. Off to the right-hand side, you can see that it introduces a loop that's iterated a specified number of times, and then look at the note below that. It says tab twice to insert the for snippet. Tab, tab, bam. It creates for index equals 1 to 10, and then there's an empty line, and then the next statement. It just spit all that out for us. Awesome. So now I can use the tab of my keyboard to go between three replaceable parts. I'm hitting tab over and over and over and over. And I could rename this something like X. So instead of index, I'm just going to call this X. And instead of 1 to 10, I'm going to do something a little more interesting. I'm going to go from 10 to 5. Now, how can I go from 10 to 5? Because we'd be going backwards. Well, I'll introduce another thought. We can step through backwards if we use the step minus 1 instruction. So now we'll go from 10 to 5, decrementing 1 each time. And once we get past 5 and we move to 4, then we'll exit out of the for next loop. So here we'll just do console.writeline x. And just so we can see this, I'm going to get rid of our breakpoint, and I'm going to comment out the previous lines of code like so. So we should only have 4 lines of code in play, and I'm going to go ahead and hit the start button. And you can see we go from 10 to 5, and then it exits out into the console.read line. Awesome. Okay, so it was a brief lesson, and you can tell that it's not complex, but it's pretty neat that we're able to iterate through a specific number of times that we preset using the for next statement. There will be other iteration statements that allow us to change the number of iterations based on what's inside of the code block. So the for next statement Up front, we knew exactly how many times we were going to iterate through. We'll use other types of iteration statements to make that variable based on, for example, the number of lines in a file that we want to look through every single line. So we iterate through until we get to the end of the file, and then we exit out. We'll use a different iteration statement for that purpose, and we'll talk about that later. But in this lesson, we learned several important things. First of all, how to use the for next statement to iterate through a code block a number of times until a particular set of criteria are satisfied. We demonstrated a simple conditional if statement in our code example, and we could expand on this in future lessons. We looked at how to combine an if-then statement inside of a for next iteration and add some logic to evaluate certain conditions. This was a pretty silly example, but hopefully the principle and the idea is more powerful. We talked about how to use a break statement to jump out, or rather an exit for statement to break out or jump out of our for next loop. We looked at the practical use of several built-in debugging features of the Visual Studio IDE. We looked at how to use a code snippet to save keystrokes and to write code more precisely. And then I also demonstrated how to not only loop forward through a certain number of times, but we also looked how to step backwards a certain number of times as well using the step keyword. Okay, so we're doing great. See you in the next lesson. Thank you.